Visiting today with Clark Jolly. He's one of our candidates running for state treasurer. So, you know, you've been in the Senate, you've been in the tax commission, other big roles. Why have you decided to run for treasurer?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you, Casey. We're excited about the role of state treasurer. It's probably the most important job that nobody is talking about. But having spent my public service tenure really focused on that government finance space, it's a dream job. To be able to represent Oklahoma's fiscal policy, to try to help shape and guide what we do to make sure our fiscal house is in order. And we're excited about the opportunity and feel like my background and qualifications uniquely prepare me to be able to be the best person to do the job of state treasurer.
I feel like anytime anyone says they're excited about fiscal policy, you know they're meant to be a treasurer.
Well, I got to admit, I've got a certificate in public treasury management from Pepperdine, and I'm the only person in the race that has that. And I think that is not just a testament to my qualifications. It also is an indictment of how geeky I really am when it comes to fiscal policy. So I understand what you're saying.
Absolutely. Well, what would be some of your biggest goals that you'd like to tackle first off if you get elected?
Well, obviously, the state treasurer manages the 529 college savings program, and they also deal with the unclaimed property program. Those are two really good programs that need to be made a lot better in Oklahoma. Those are some of the things I would focus on. But I tell you right now, I think all of us are called to fight against the intrusions on our personal liberties and freedoms that we're seeing coming out of Washington. And one of the things I think the treasurer really has to be at the center of the fight on is the attempt by the Biden administration to try to regulate financial services industries out of being willing to invest in oil and gas companies. And ag is going to be right behind them next. And standing up against that and joining with other state treasurers across the country who are saying to these financial services firms, if you're not going to invest in ag and in oil and gas and the economic engines of our states, then we're not going to invest with you. The state treasurer in Oklahoma needs to be a vital part of that fight. And that's one of the things I also believe that I would take on day one.
What do you think it's important for our ag producers and ag folks to know about you?
I'm actually the son of an agronomist. My dad got a degree in agronomy. So I grew up learning about land and fertilizer. Now, I grew up in Oklahoma City metro area, but my dad and my mom both are rural in their roots. My dad was from southern Georgia, and my mom was from the deep southeast part of Oklahoma. And so growing up with those values that they learned from their rural roots, that's something that I carry with me. I also know that there's no way that anybody can be expected to know everything about every issue. And developing a network of really trusted advisors, Ron Justice and Mike Schultz have always been some of my best advisors when it comes to ag policy, both from the farming side and the OSU extension side. You know, knowing that I have resources in that community and lots of friends in that community who can provide me with their perspective on what really the challenges are that they're facing is something that I think I would like to make sure that everybody in the ag community knows is, while I may not have grown up on a farm in Oklahoma, I do have those same values that I got from my parents that they learned there in rural Oklahoma and in rural Georgia. And I'm an ally. I've been rated high by Farm Bureau numerous times, and I'm prepared to fight on behalf of the ag industry day one.
Well, I know a lot of people are talking right now, some of the biggest issues that producers are facing, you know, input cost, drought, but also just getting some new farmers or farmers generationally to be able to move back. What's something that the treasurer's office could kind of help with getting some ways for farmers to be able to move back to the farm or sustain the farm?
Well, I think first off, having the quality of life that you get in a rural setting is something you got to just be able to sell and convince people of. And if Oklahoma is going to succeed, we have to have all three legs, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and we have to have rural Oklahoma be strong. And you're right. We're seeing a lot of departure from rural America into urban America. I think that's cyclical. I think that's not going to last. I think it's going to turn around and go back. Just like we see, you know, people leaving the core of the cities, going out to the suburbs, then they go right back years later into the core. I think rural Oklahoma, as we've got to make sure that we keep our economic engine of agriculture alive and productive. and profitable to the best we can. You can't talk about farming in Oklahoma without making sure that we have a conversation about access to water. The treasurer helps with bonds and other financing mechanisms that could help provide some of the infrastructure development that we need. But if we're going to be successful, we've got to make sure we've got the water in Western Oklahoma, especially to be able to irrigate our crops and do a great job, or there's not going to be the opportunity really for people to come back and be successful because the land's dried up. So the treasurer, they're not intimately involved in ag policy, but what they can do is they can help provide assistance on that financial side to help make sure that the resources are available and that the bond ratings are good enough where we can actually put the money towards actual project cost and not pay some bank in New York a whole bunch of interest.
Mr. Jolly, I know you're on the road traveling campaigning, so we appreciate you stopping to visit with us today.
Casey, thanks so much. I enjoyed the conversation.